No,
wonderful. Fine. Well, Dudi.
קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם בנושא בעניין החברה העתידית. אנחנו נמשיך בציטוט מספר 9.
We're reading chosen excerpts on building the future society. We're reading excerpt number 9 from Bala Sulam, One Commandment. The first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public, to save the oppressed, and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
That's from the impression.
Yes. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world.
Meaning, even if they don't understand and don't feel and don't get, I know that this is the highest of the works and it will be accepted by all. And they will all need it, and that's why I'm investing.
Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition, to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Shilot.
Questions? We talked about this a lot. I see that you're not even asking. Nice, we can continue.
Where is Italy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Italy 1.
Italia 1.
Sì, buongiorno, Rab.
Buongiorno.
Spero che sia inerente la domanda. In questo periodo di divulgazione intensa dei 24 ore su 24.
In this special time of a very intensive dissemination, we're performing 24 hours a day. I feel personal difficulty to connect to the 10 because I'm using all my spare time to disseminate along with the Italian group. What can I do in order to connect while so intensively disseminating? How can I connect to the 10?
That's not important. The dissemination is more important because we can see today that we are in a very special stage that the coronavirus is being revealed to the whole world. Therefore, it's important for us to spread the knowledge, the information of this action from above to the whole world. Therefore, there's nothing more important than the act of bestowal, dissemination, in all the languages, in every single one of them, from us, so that we will see ourselves in a few months as a community that is multiple of what we, as big as we are, that people will join to it. And even those that don't join, it's also not important, but they know what's being spoken of here. So they're not acting in a way that they're drawn to the goal of life, the purpose of life, but somewhat agree here, know about it, and this is already a big thing. This will strengthen us greatly. This makes a rosh of the partsuf of us, the general soul called the soul of Adam Rishon, and this is how we will advance. Therefore, if you're asking what is more important work in the 10 or in dissemination, then I'm telling you in dissemination. In dissemination.
Beldudi.
You want to continue?
Excerpt number 10 out of the piece by Bala Sulam. It is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, the nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, 86. Then I will be able to call the laws of God nature's mitzvot, the commandments of nature, or vice versa, the mitzvot of Elohim by the name of nature's laws, for they are one and the same, and we need not discuss it further.
Meaning we have no problem in the place of creator, in place of upper force, instead of all this mysticism that we don't understand, we can use the nature, the force of nature, the plan of nature, the program of nature, the purpose of nature, and that way we won't lie and we won't warp things, but rather this is the way to talk in the right way. Because if you're talking about an upper force, God, this is confusing to people. And each of us starts to see some part of religion, of faith and mysticism. It's not worthwhile. That's why we use usually the word of creator or nature. Next. We have USA Northeast.
No.
Well,
saying that whatever force we decide or respond to or decide is ruling our will receive, that becomes our ruler.
Yes, Tergum. Do we have a translation?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Rav, does this passage what the teacher is saying is that whatever force we choose or decide is ruling our will to receive, that becomes our king. Say, for instance, we choose that the Lord that loved our friends, ourselves, is our ruler. Is that how we change?
Ken. Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Moskva.
Moscow.
Не слышно.
We can't hear you.
О, слышно нас.
Да.
Доброе утро всем. Я просто вижу, что действительно начинают прислушиваться к нам. И тут несколько.
Good morning, everyone. Rav, I see that we are starting to be heard. There are more materials in English because the internet is more English oriented. Now, why are we being heard now? Because we're coming to what you've been talking about a long time ago. You had these plans, social and economic plans, and the world is ready for it. Externally, people work very little now, they have a lot of time, everyone has to supply food, and everyone's studying online. Everything is virtual now, everyone is in their own homes. But what's not clear is what should they learn about? Should they learn about connection? They have no desire for that. They'd rather sit and watch funny clips, enjoy that.
I think that you need to measure what is good to give each population, each nation, that you're in all of Earth. Yeah. It seems like it should be as close as possible to the nature that we are going through a certain blow now. And what we explain to them won't belong to the internal work of a person, but what's happening to us in a general way, that we're receiving this blow from nature to straighten ourselves up, to lead us to identify with nature, to equalize with nature, because only in such a way we will be in a state of good comfort. That needs to be explained. I explain this in all kinds of ways, and even in my initial books that I wrote 40 years ago, take them and see what can be taken from there. The main thing is spread all these things in all the bookstores and all the different networks. Because each and everyone reads by chance here and there. If he stumbles upon it, he'll already know what the source, and he'll be able to come to us and learn something from us. Don't put there the creator, dvekut, connection. Don't give them also the matter of the group. It's only for those people that are drawn to discover the upper force. And that's the virtuous few, like you, the few of the people. But altogether, what do all the people want? They want to know what's happening to us and how we do it so that we'll have it good. That's it. So explain it to them. The general system of nature and what it wants of us, and how we need to nevertheless be somewhat connected so that we have it good, a lighter way. Something that's not obligatory to anyone. And this is how we will advance. You have quite enough forces and experience. You're giving lessons in campuses in all kinds of places. We will succeed. Let's just do it, all of us, and each of you in his direction from our material that's been tested and existent, and don't give them more than they're capable of accepting and enjoying. Turn to their will to receive.
Ken?
Yes.
In addition to the question, everything, let's say they read our article, but still you have to act. What action can they do?
Only to spread our materials in the internet and to learn this material, and also to participate with you in all kinds of Zooms, I don't know what to call it, where you will do with them actions, bring them to certain lectures, not on the wisdom of Kabbalah, but in general, how the world is advancing. It's important that we explain to them that the world is integral, how it's managed and what it demands of us, also this integral attitude in return to it. So we will be in the system of nature, an integral part of it, and not that we are exploiting nature in such a way that we're destroying it and destroying it all the time. That's what we need to explain. The main thing is the general integrality that needs to be revealed in the whole world. Because that's what the virus comes from towards us, that we're not drawn to being in this integral society. So the virus comes and obligates us. It says, stop doing what you're doing. By doing this, you're just ruining nature, your environment. It's not worthwhile for you to work in what you're working. From all your jobs, only about 20% of those jobs are necessary. All the rest are redundant. So the virus will do it such that we won't be able to return to all those 80% of the jobs that were redundant. That's it. And it will make of us something that our world is advancing towards the end of correction. We are in the last generation. I don't believe that we will return in such a way, the way the virus is working now, that we will go back to airplanes to once again to bring us from one end of the world to the other, and we'll start going crazy with all kinds of jobs and to burn fuel and whatnot, and to fill our air with smog and all the oceans are being disastered with garbage and plastic. And there's a limit. We've come to a point where nature is which is round and integral, is beginning to respond in such a way. Explain that to people. Explain it to people. Okay.
Me odd. No odd.
Who else? Well, USA Northeast.
Misham.
Who's there?
Dear Rav, can we say, if we feel this importance of disseminating full speed, yeah? But can we say that regardless of someone's response, the correct approach, as you mentioned, that just as long as there's more, I guess you could say, people in the network that are aware of the system, the more that we can spread this out in a more efficient way, this will hasten the process. Like once they're in the network, at least a bit in the know, this can like reach a critical, I don't know, tipping point.
Yes, that's correct. A person is part of the system of nature, and he shouldn't make himself as if he doesn't belong to nature. And there is still vegetative and animal, and he's outside of it, and he can do what he wants with it. By doing whatever he feels like, he receives in return now the negative response. A person needs to feel himself and discover himself as an integral part of all of nature, and therefore, specifically upon him, especially, it's to balance nature and bring it to a state of balance, to the integral part, so that all the parts of nature will support one another. As by this, we will truly see our world as a world of good, that it's worthwhile for us to, well, that the grandchildren have a right to live. Now we are in stages where it's being destroyed fully and nothing will remain of it. That's why it's good that this virus is happening and not atomic war that could be in place of this virus and other such things. Tsunamis and hurricanes and so forth. We need to appreciate the response of nature in such a way. Look, what do we have? Altogether, how many people died? How many? A few hundred people? But the whole world has stopped. The whole world doesn't know what to do. To sit at home. Could you stop this whole crazy world that is just constantly working and working and working just to destroy nature? Now we're sitting at home. Soon we will get used to that. Soon we will advance ourselves to working to all kinds of engagements that are necessary for man, that will raise them and connect between them, and to work also in necessary things. Necessary things. We don't need 1,000 kinds of food and a thousand kinds of textiles. We will lower all those things that we did artificially. You know what's going on here. What can I possibly add here? But to bring ourselves to a state in which we will fill our lives, not by running and running and running. How can I suffice here? We slowly, slowly now are purifying from all of this approach, this old approach that of what we had. The virus will clear us. And all we need to do is to explain to people how we can arrange this. And it will be excellent. Altogether, we live upon a small earth. There's a limit to how much we can destroy it. Okay? Wonderful. Yes, Dudi.
I see that there are two problems here, if you can connect them. There is our exploitation nature of the still vegetative anatomy, and there's the wrong relationship between us as a human society. What's the connection between these two things? These are two levels. How does it work?
How this works, we can't quite explain it yet. I mean, we can show it, but in the relations between us, we lower that attitude between all the parts of nature, the still vegetative and animal also. As it's written that in the Torah that a wolf will live with a lamb, what is the meaning? That this nature, the egoistic nature, comes from the degree of human to all the different forms of animal, vegetative, and inanimate. And there's all these clashes between those parts as well, and in the lesson parts.
The solution we're suggesting is the connection between people.
And then, it will influence also on the right attitude and the right relationship and behavior of animal, vegetative, and speaking.
And is there a some connection towards the still vegetative and animate, which is not through
No,
people?
Because we are part of nature, and we're 1 degree above that.
So the fact that we're exploiting the still vegetative and animate is not a problem.
No, we must do that, but we have to do it in the right way in order to protect the right balance, the right attitude, right connection between still vegetative animal and speaking. All the levels. I also want to say now a few things that we have today on Zoom. Yes? Dudi, you'll help me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
From 10 o'clock in the morning till 10:45, I have today a Zoom with Simeon Vinokur. This Zoom will be in Russian, but despite that, it will be with the broadcast to all the world and with translation
right
to all the languages. Then, right after that, I will have from 10:45 to 11:15 a Zoom with Gilad Shadmon in Hebrew. But again, it will be broadcasted in translation to all the languages.
Yes.
Then, right after that, I will have from 11:15 to 11:45, half an hour, I will have a Zoom with the glorified Dudi, also with broadcast to the whole world with translations in all languages. And then we will have a lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. in the evening in Hebrew, like now. And that's it. What did they all write there?
Yeah, that's the schedule. You just mentioned it's in English. Exactly okay. What you said. Two more things I'd like to say. When you say Zoom, for us it's Sviva Tova. So you connect as usual through Sviva Tova. Mm-hmm.
So I should say instead of Zoom, something else?
Sviva Tova. Exactly as you connect always. One more thing is we have an info group. We have a group here, we call it Info. Yeah, that's all the organizers. They're going to give us a report about what Jesus said, and they'll answer all the questions.
Excellent. And if you need something else from me throughout the day, I'm willing. Maybe you want to do a certain lesson in the afternoon, before 6 p.m., let's say around 2 p.m.
Yes, Rav, we have, as you said, we'll just go over the schedule quickly. So as you mentioned, at 10 a.m. Israel time until 11:45, we're going to have three programs with Senka, Gilad, and Dudi. It will be translated and broadcasted in Sviva Tova. At the moment, the plan is 1:30 to 2:30, a new lesson. Would you like to take part in this lesson? We have a format where the friends are doing
it. It's best if you do this. The connection between you will be more important than me. If it's me, then I'm teaching. If it's you, then you're learning from one another and connecting. That's more important for your spiritual advancement.
Okay, but this is sometime we can be with you or without you. So at the moment, we're going to do it.
Do it alone. But I'm willing to be in this and I don't want to spoil it. When I'm there, then again, everyone will turn to me for something. It's best that you do it. If you want later to do something else, then call. I'm sitting here in my prison, and I'll be happy to be connected to you.
All right, so we'll scrutinize this during the morning, how to combine you there, if you'd like. Anyhow, 6 o'clock Israel time, we're going to have a lesson until 7. That's with you.
Yes.
Besides that, we have a lot of impressions from the dissemination actions. We'd like to tell you shortly about amazing things that's been happening.
Let me first say goodbye to everyone. I'm remaining with you as a viewer and not as a presenter of the lesson. And I'm very happy. Let's hope that tomorrow we'll have twice as many people in the study and 3 times and 4 times. By the way, the infos department, you need to make sure maybe we need to acquire and arrange more galaxies and more things. I don't understand them, but start thinking about how we overcome the quantity of people. All the best.
All the best. Thank you.
Continue.
Thank you. So let's hear Boris about amazing data of dissemination in Russian. Yes, hello everyone. Today the numbers were amazing. 135,000 people watched yesterday's webinar. In addition, Rav's video with Simeon was watched by over 500,000 people. It's the same video on Facebook was watched by 5 million and on Open TV by 6 million watchers. One famous blogger posted our video in her Instagram, and more than a million people watched it immediately. Thousands of comments, a lot of impressions. So many people are working, and the feeling is the whole world touched Rav yesterday. Thank you.
Just to add, amazing impression from the Russian department. It's indescribable. These millions that are watching Rav and his message, it's truly a huge impression from the Russian department. Also in English, we had a very broad activity. We were in 7 different broadcasts yesterday that came out on Facebook. We had the Rav's webinar and different broadcasts of lectures, different lectures. We also gave a training to the North American CLI and the English-speaking dissemination with Marcus and Stasik. And all the friends were truly active and combining this move and a great desire to disseminate. It's a huge impression. If you haven't joined yet, then join, connect to our channels, and we will continue together.
Yes, yesterday we had an amazing training in writing by Amit Shalev and Anat Pelinav. Hundreds of connections. We know that our friends are very active in likes and shares in various places. We're going to publish a table of all the activities of the Israeli Kli, and we'll be able to know and report what the friends are doing. So we're asking everyone to notice and fill up the forms we're going to send. And tonight, of course, live on Facebook of Kabbalah Lam and then Channel 96, live broadcast 7 till 8 p.m. And we'll report later about other activities.
And for Spanish dissemination, yes, friends, hello. Also, yesterday we had trainings of all the friends. It was a very warm feeling. I'll add in English, there was also an amazing meal after the Yeshivat Chavim that people connected to the North America meal from all over the world, people connected, and there was an event that was after that, over 200 connections in Zoom. In Spanish, we're continuing this morning our mutual dissemination right after the lesson. There will be a dissemination event. Everyone's invited to join. It happens every day, and it's a very special event. And also, we really want to give great appreciation and great envy and impression from the work of the Russian department. We wish the whole world Kli to come to such numbers. It's an amazing level, and English and all the languages, may we all be able to hold on to these giant friends of ours and come to the whole world this way. So l'chaim to all the friends.
Okay, we have. These were amazing reports. Maybe Yaakov Sabal can join us and tell us about the dissemination in Europe. If you can, we really would like to hear. In the meantime, Itai will explain a bit about the galaxy.
First, I'm happy to update that the technology department, they expanded the server for broadcasts, and we're also having less addresses because really the system is working in a much better way, much smoother. We put new features in so that when you leave the room, it remembers the room that you were in, and there's a possibility of searching there and more. In practice today, we had 900 people connected in different connections, which is almost, we're coming to a great record, 120 tens groups, and in another 1,500 connections in Tzivatva, meaning we could say there were 5,000 people in the morning lesson today. Maybe a little less. What else did I want to say? Again, I want to repeat the microphone. The microphone and headphones, which is a very beneficial advice. In the workshop, there will be no feedback. You'll all be able to talk during the workshops to prevent feedbacks. And secondly, for you to be heard properly. It's very important. It influences us all, because this is our new reality. So welcome to the new reality, and let's connect even more.
Chaim Itai, thank you, and let's hear Yaakov Sabal, who will tell us about dissemination in Europe. Okay, so first of all, in Europe, we added a few additional broadcasts in languages that weren't translated, so we added translations so that our message will be spread equally in all of Europe. In addition, we're broadcasting 3 times a week a program where our friends explain how the world will cope with this coronavirus and how we can learn to live in a new way. in the new reality. Yesterday or Saturday night, we had a writing training with Senka, and we'll continue with some more trainings, both in German and in other languages, so we can upgrade our ability for the friends to express themselves both in blogs and social media. And of course, we're keeping on with the round tables in Spanish and Italian.
Looks like Yair fell, so we're going to Vlad for the final report, and we'll conclude. Friends, okay, I hope you can hear me well. The corona is doing its own, and we need to stick to what the doctors are telling us. In the health department all over the world, it's the same thing now. We all need to isolate ourselves, leave our houses without a need, an actual necessity need for life. If you have to either go for work or to buy something that you have to have, or medicine or food. And the one thing is, if a person gets infected with corona and sits at home, and 2 weeks pass, don't pass it to others and stick to that. That's also another way for us to connect. Secondly, let's not infect the others, not move it from one family to another, and keep that personal hygiene. That's the most important. The particles of the virus settle on our mucus glands, and it's best not to breathe and sneeze and touch. We don't let them sit on those too long. If we wash our hands and we drink a lot all the time, you can even gargle with hot water, it'll be helpful. So we don't let it stick or enter the body. And that's how we each protect ourselves and protect all the environment around. And then we will come to a corrected state. Thank you, and bye.
Any more reports? Info?
We're done for this morning.
So we're going to see you all at 10 a.m. At this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. Song.
What goes on here between us in this life we're all dying to know? What awakens between us in my heart? I can't take it no more. If we've made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together, and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. We climb up the ladder, we climb to the top. La 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 la. La 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 la. See, the world keeps on turning. Ascents and descents, are we done, lost our way? The world around us is burning. We can hasten the time day by day if we pray. We spent years in the desert with Moses, we went through the sea. Together. your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. We climb up the ladder, we climb to the top.